Hey guys, my name is Noah. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography, people pleasing. And this week, I could say a lot of things, but probably just narcissism, right? I got any fellow narcissists in the house? I want to give you a special opportunity tonight, okay guys? I want to give you an opportunity with a reality celebrity, okay? It's not a normal night here at Regen, all right? So, but let me explain that. Before I explain that, I want to tell you a story. So last week we had the Church Leaders Conference. It was here on the Dallas campus, and much of it took place in this room. We had near 2,000. I think the count was somewhere between 1,700 and 1,800 pastors. And when I say pastors, I just mean people that serve at a church, right? Some of them are on staff, right? Some of them are paid ministers. A lot of them are just volunteer leaders that love the ministry, and they said, I'll give up 3 days to fly across the country and meet in Dallas to be encouraged. And so that's what we tried to do. We tried to cast vision that God is not done. We tried to celebrate what he's doing. We tried to encourage him that, hey, he's still doing something in your town. And so he could even use you. And so the last thing that they did, they sat in here and Todd kind of gave him that charge. And then they opened those doors out there and then everybody walked out. And then this is what they saw. So they walk out here and they see close to 300 people, right? Like you get 250 staff, you got 50 to 75, maybe 100 volunteers that are just hanging around and they're all hooping and hollering like it's nobody's business, like it's their job. I'm still hoarse, okay? That was Thursday. I'm still hoarse. I'm not even joking. And you see what happens, right? People are hugging, they're crying. They can't, like some of them are just kind of, what is going on here? But they're all like, I don't understand. How is this real? How is this about me? Like, I don't understand. And I think that that's a common reaction, right? Does anybody in here enjoy being celebrated? Anybody like being the center of attention? Okay, we got a few hands raised. All right. Yeah, fellow narcissists. There we go. And so I'm right there with you, buddy. Yeah. But the truth of it is, you know, I think it makes us uncomfortable. I don't think we like being celebrated. Like I think because we know our flaws, and I know I'm a wretched sinner, and I'm insecure, and I'm fearful, and I do all this stuff, and I'm embarrassed about this and that piece of my character, or how I acted around my spouse or my kids, or you know, if you guys saw that, good grief, and I'm thinking about that when someone's celebrating me, right? But the truth of it is, I believe that we're all created to be celebrated, because isn't celebration just an expression of love? That we're in relationship, that we're appreciated, that we're known, and that people really love us. And so a few weeks ago, we do that every year. So sorry if that spoils the surprise if you plan on coming next year. But here's the deal. A few weeks ago, I was in the scriptures, and I was in Luke 15, and I read this passage. It says, it'll be up on the screen, but it says, just so I tell you, let me set this passage up real quick. Three stories that Jesus tells in Luke. He tells the story of the lost sheep, which we just sang about, right? That he leaves the 99 to find the one. He tells the story of the lost coin, okay? That this lady turns her entire household upside down, right? Just to find one lost coin. And then he tells the story of the lost son or the prodigal son, okay? And at the end of the first two, he summarizes the story like this. He says, just so I tell you, there is joy or there is rejoicing before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And as I read that picture came to my mind. That is how God and the angels in heaven feel about me. And I heard the Holy Spirit just say, Noah, do you believe that? Do you believe that I celebrate your repentance. That when you made the decision almost a decade ago now to turn and to leave pornography and to leave addiction and to leave isolation and to leave your doubts about me and come and throw in with me, do you realize that we had a party much like that? Right? And do you realize that every day when I choose sin, I choose selfishness and narcissism, that then when I say, God, I don't want to do that anymore, that heaven throws a party for me? And here's the reality, guys, is that we know our junk, but God's promises are bigger. Okay? And his word says that's how he feels about you. And so the celebrity, it's you. You are a celebrity. Because you are greatly celebrated. There is much rejoicing going on in heaven tonight because of you, right? So think about whatever's gonna happen tonight. I didn't even know there was a big game on tonight. Anybody basketball fans? Apparently it's a big game. And it tells you how much I care about basketball. But there are gonna be thousands of people, maybe millions of people in the US, crowded around their TV, crowded into a Coliseum, right? Going crazy over a basketball game, okay? And that, 100 times that, 10,000 times that is what is going on right now in heaven for you. That's how much God loves you. And so the opportunity that I'm gonna give you right now is I want everybody to stand up. Okay, go ahead, stand up. You get to join in the celebration, okay? So I'm gonna put the mic down for a second and I'm gonna set a timer on my phone and I just want to get 30 seconds, guys, okay? I want you to pretend like you, and let me set this up even better. Think about if this is your first night, I just want you to know that this is for you. Thank you, brother. Welcome. If this is your first night, this is for you. You don't have to join in, but you can if you want. If you've been coming for a while, I want you to make eye contact or look across the aisle or wherever to somebody that you've seen, somebody that you sat with in your groundwork circle or somebody that's in your step study. And I want you to think about what God has done in their hearts and in their lives, okay? And think about that is a monumental work of the Spirit for somebody to show up and to leave that behind, right? Because of the salvific power of Jesus Christ, that this person is taking action steps to leave their sin behind. That's incredible, right? Can I get an amen? So here we go. All right, 30 seconds on the clock, and I just want you to just belt it out, okay? I don't want anybody to have a voice when this is over, all right? Here we go. God. Yay, God. Awesome. That was so good. You guys couldn't even hear my alarm. Man. Hey, praise the Lord, guys. Praise the Lord. So here's what we're going to do tonight. Thank you for hearing me. I hope you are hoarse when you're sharing in your circles tonight. But man, that is the truth. The reality, man, we get so beat down with our stuff, right? It's so woe is me. And I screwed up yesterday. I did it again this afternoon. And who can save me, right? Who can save me? Can God even love me? And the answer is yes, because of Jesus Christ.